It's no secret that many cemeteries are more than places for the dead. They can be peaceful, open, green spaces, especially appealing in crowded cities like Philadelphia, where people sought more community involvement for historic cemeteries' upkeep and ended up with a city gardening and a continuing education center. Peter Crimmins of member station WHYY takes us there.
200 years ago, the Woodland Cemetery in West Philadelphia was the country estate of William Hamilton, one of America's preeminent horticulturalists. Now it's an urban cemetery surrounded by townhouses, apartment buildings, and trolley lines.
The ferns I just put in and then the bulbs, you know, I planted in the late spring or fall of last year.
Lily Applebaum lives in a downtown apartment, and this cemetery is the only gardening opportunity she has.
I'll be honest, sort of like shed a tear when this fern came back because I thought it had died. And then I saw like one shoot come up, sort of a fiddlehead come up. And that was very exciting.
The 19th century cemetery is the worse for wear. A lot of names have worn off the headstones. Many funereal sculptures are eroding. That appeals to Applebaum's Gothic sensibility.
Angels that are missing hands, or, you know, like one that's I find particularly disturbing is sort of like a Madonna and child, but the Madonna is missing a head.
The cemetery is filled with Victorian grave markers that you don't see anymore. They're called cradle graves. They have a headstone, a footstone, and two sidebars, all of which create a trough. They were designed to be planted with ornamentals by the family of the deceased. The historic cemetery is now maintained by a small nonprofit with not a lot of money to hire groundskeepers for these graves. So last year, director Jessica Baumert reached out for volunteers in the neighborhood. She was hoping 20 people might come. 75 showed up.
And so we realized pretty quickly that we had struck something in people. So we kind of scrambled and figured, okay, well, we're just going to accept all 75 people and we'll make it work. And it's probably one of the best things we've ever done as a site.
The second year, this year, 250 people signed up. The overwhelming popularity of the grave gardening program pushed Baumert to offer gardening classes and to train volunteers to use Philadelphia's genealogical libraries if they want to learn more about the residents buried beneath their miniature gardens.
We also spend a lot of time sitting around here trying to figure out who these people are and what their lives were like.
Kara Bluen helps maintain a grave site of a 19th century man, but is way more interested in the life of the woman buried next to him, probably his daughter, who was a Civil War nurse at Gettysburg.
She died in her 70s unmarried, so we're wondering if her father pushed her into a life as a Civil War nurse to escape her fate, or if he was a wonderful, careful father who told her this was a way to live a life of excitement.
In honor of that deceased nurse, Bluen will plant medicinal plants on her father's grave, things like spearmint and wintergreen, all while sitting in the grass and musing on what it might have been like to live her life. For NPR News, I'm Peter Crimmins in Philadelphia.